Yay, we're back!
Yay!
Hopefully we won't have technical difficulties and stuff.
Yeah, hopefully, right?
All right! I just got home, and I'm not kidding. Volleyball has taken over my life more than normal.
I believe it.
It's fucking crazy how much volleyball there's been going on in the last couple weeks.
I believe it because I've been bitching about this for years, that kids' sports have become too much.
Dude.
When I was a kid, you lived by your local school or park, and if you played sports, you just walked there, and that was it, you know?
Yeah, that was it.
You weren't in a fucking club. You didn't travel. You didn't have to, you know. Lucy has basketball practice every night, every weekend.
Yes. And it changes. Here's what's weird. It's not the same fucking time on
no.
On Mondays, for whatever reason, Monday nights, they don't start practice till 5 or 6, and they don't get out till, they're supposed to get out at 8, but the coach fucking makes them go to 9 every fucking Monday.
Which, oh yeah, and that's another thing. The late night practice and shit, I also have a problem with because they load them up with the homework too. I'm like, when are you getting your homework done?
Yeah, and you don't live fucking right by school either, which is a bitch.
No. But you know what? So what Lucy did is she took fucking summer school, which ruined her whole summer, so that she could have a study hall period at the end of the day. And that's when she does her homework before practice.
Oh, that sucks. That well,
without
no,
that,
that's
that
good, actually. Period, that actually saves her ass.
Done.
Yeah, no, that's saving her.
Right. But that's the only way she could do it, was to give up summer, which there was practice every day during summer. You know, wow. And it's still tight. The other day I picked her up from practice. We were going to go get dinner and she had homework. And, you know, like, I don't know. It just seems like sports were not this demanding when
Dude,
we were younger.
We played Valencia. Okay, we had the practice that went till the coach, for whatever reason, decided she was just going to fucking put. Oh, I know. They fucked up in a game and they played bad. And they shouldn't play bad. They're really, really good. And so the coach was pissed and worked them to death on the next practice and went like an hour over. And then they played Valencia and they didn't get home until 10 o'clock at night
in
from that
Valencia?
Game in Valencia. Yeah.
Yeah,
and, it,
well, yeah
and it was, and for whatever reason, as nice as Valencia High School is, their gym is not air conditioned.
Oh God.
So they can't have games like right after school that they, right now they wait and they have them at night. So the game didn't start till I think 6:30 or 7:00.
Okay.
So then by the time that was done, they got home. It was 10 o'clock when they got home. And then they had on that they played in this bizarre tournament that was a weekend. And then a Thursday at 6 in Lakewood, they had one game and they didn't play Lakewood. They played some other school that came from far away. And not only did it take 2 hours to get to that game, but then they got home again at 10 o'clock that night. It was like two nights in 1 week of 10 o'clock volleyball being over at 10 by the time.
Yeah, that's
home.
Crazy. Now, wait, has she started school yet or is she not back?
Oh, yeah, we're into the third
okay.
week.
Okay, so she is back.
Yeah, and they're doing, and same thing. She's got a, like, so they all travel on one bus, freshman, JV, and varsity.
Right.
So basically you just sit in the bleachers yeah. and do your homework while the other teams are playing.
I do remember that away games, everybody goes together, and so you're there to the last bitter moment.
Yeah. Oh, God. Now, today, they played tonight, and for the strangest thing, they made varsity play. They're on the road. They're not even home yet. But they varsity played at 3:00. Like, right after school, varsity okay. played, and now then they went backwards. So then, JV, you're probably wrapping up now, and now the freshmen are about to be the late game.
And oh, I don't, yeah, that is weird. Usually it does yeah. not work that way.
And I don't know if she's going to stay and take the bus or if my wife's bringing her home or what the deal is. But she's not far. They're in Culver City tonight.
Right. But don't they frown on that? You're supposed to stay as a team. And because like, I was like, tell Lucy, like, I'll take you home right now. Yeah. And she's like, no, I got to stay with the team.
They know that their homework load is brutal and their schedule's hard. So if a parent's there, as soon as the game's over on varsity, they can leave and come home with a parent rather than have to take the bus back to school. But okay. the other kids, because the varsity stay there and cheer for them, they won't let the other kids leave, the freshmen who play at like 3:00. they can't leave until they cheer for at least one game of varsity. So even if their parents are there, so you drive out right. to see your kid play, you've got to stay till like 6:30, even though they played at 3, before you can take your kid home.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, so that's crazy. But they beat Culver, which is a Division I team today, which is insane. I didn't think they'd do that.
Well, that's good.
They beat Lakewood, which is a Division I team. They beat your alma mater over the weekend. Burroughs. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't go to Burroughs. I went to Burbank.
We beat Burroughs. They beat my alma mater. They beat Downey. They're just whooping ass.
Which is weird. Do you ever play Burbank, or do you just play Burroughs?
In the last 2 weeks, we've played Providence and Burroughs.
It's just weird to me that Burroughs and Burbank are in the same city, yet I don't remember you ever saying you've played Burbank.
No.
Like, why would you play one high school in a city and not the other?
It was a tournament. Oh, and this tournament had like Harvard-Westlake in it. It had us in it. It had LaSalle, who is the cheatin'est best. They're going to probably win the state this year.
I'll tell you why you don't play Burbank. They've never been good, so they probably don't enter that as a tournament.
Downey's not good, and they were in there. They, in fact, were one of the host teams of this tournament. And
does
I didn't
Downey
know...
only have one high school?
No, they've got Warren and Downey, and Warren wasn't in it, just Downey.
Huh. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, you're right, too. It's the same league because they're in the same city, and they're public schools, so it's the same league. But we've never played Warren, but we've played Downey multiple times. It's weird.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, but it is crazy. So they're on a tear, off and running, and we'll see how it goes. Even though they do these things where they'll play a Division I team and beat them and then come back and play like shit against the Division III team, fucking lose or just play awful. It's still preseason. It's not even season yet.
Okay, so.
So nothing matters yet, but still you want to be consistent as the season starts.
Right.
When does basketball start?
I asked Lucy, and I think it's like end of October or something, or November. It's not until later.
It might be as soon as volleyball's over.
Yeah, it could be, because I know they share the gym a lot right now while they're practicing.
Also, a lot of girls play both at our school.
I don't know. I'd have to ask Lucy, but I don't think, because these kids are practicing and shit, I don't think any of them are on the volleyball team, basketball girls.
And speaking of that and how intense kids sports are, our club, we had a meeting with our new club on Sunday. So on Saturday, we were up cracking on because we had another day of a tournament and we were in Long Beach. And this is for school. Okay. Right. But then on Sunday, we had an 8 o'clock meeting with our new club, which is our old club.
Right.
Dude, they're fucking intense. They're fucking intense. Like, they're doing shit. We've got all kinds. They do shit where they fly in. They take a day and they fly in college coaches from all over the country.
Okay.
And then in order for it to be legal, they have to make them open to everyone, but limited slots. So you register so you can get in and play in front of these coaches. Okay. They have all this college recruiting shit, like insane college recruiting for these girls. And then they have a service that they pay for that you log in, like right now, 4 hours after a game, I can log in and type my daughter's name and use her login, and it'll give me, it's already edited the highlight. I can have every highlight of her. Oh, I can have every mistake of her, and I can have her stats, her kills, her digs, her blocks, everything within 4 hours at the end of a game.
And do coaches look at that? Is that?
Yeah, well, you can use it because you're a registered user, so you can make your film for colleges out of it.
Okay, to submit. But, I mean, colleges can't log in and just look at your stats if they're
interested. Yeah, no, they can't get in, but you have to make a reel. But and then your coach requires you to watch it. It's what they want. They want you to watch and see what you did right and see what you did wrong, and then they review your – it's insane. Like, this place is intense.
Who shoots that and edits that? The club?
The club shoots it and loads it. And then it goes to, I don't know who the fuck's got this all chopped down.
Whatever this app is, they add it down.
Yeah. It's crazy. But it's within 4 hours. This is like, bam, bam.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And then, then they've got college stuff everywhere. And then to get around volleyball rules, They have invite only practices before you're allowed to actually practice. And they can only have four players from a team on the floor together, or even in the building together. So like practices can't start till November 29th, but there's a chance that we'll have a practice with like my daughter and just three other girls on the team. That's not really a practice. It's like a get together. And as long as there's not more than four people from that team in the building, it's legal. Doesn't that seem fucking like borderline crazy? Uh-oh. My speaker isn't working. I lost Jack. How did I lose Jack? Okay, we're having issues with Skype. Oh, mother F. How's my speaker not working? Eat a dick, Skype. Skype can eat a dick. Let me see if I can find... Because here's another good thing. Everything changes. Device settings. Default device. I don't want. Speaker. There we go. Everything should be good. Huh. Okay. I'm going to have to hang up on Jack and call Jack back. I fucking hate everything. I'm so overtaken. We're doing one fucking podcast a fucking week and we can't get a fucking out without glitch fucking central. Motherfuck. Ah. God. Where are you at, Jackistan? Uh-oh. Jack's not even online anymore. I know I'm online because I got new high-tech gear. Let's see if I can call him. He's not green, though. Jack might be having some issues. Or, wow, it says you're not online.
Well, I could hear you the whole time that that was going on earlier.
Yeah, you were gone and muted. And by the way, I have new, not internet, I have the same bullshit Spectrum, but remember, I called and got that offer. Like, so I have cable TV now with my internet, and my modem is free, and my bill's lowered $20 a month.
Okay.
Which is so stupid. So my bill's cheaper than it was for just internet. But oh, and I said, hey, can you do me a favor and give me the white people channels? Because they kept sending me the offer in Spanish. And if I ordered the Latino package of cable,
right,
I could get it. And I'm like, I'm not fucking Latino. Why do you send me this shit? So I got white guy channels. And I got it. My bill lowered $20 a month for 2 years. And then I'm going to have to get rid of it again.
Right.
But it's also, there's zero cable boxes. It's all through the modem is now the size of a cable box.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They gave me a new modem and this modem is fucking heavy duty and there's no install or anything. You plug it in and it worked immediately, but the cable wouldn't work. For 2 or 3 days, of course. The TV wouldn't work. The internet was working. All that was fine. But I couldn't get the cable channels for a couple days. And they kept having to call customer service. And they would reset it down the line. But here's the problem. When my modem is off, I can't talk to them on customer service. Because my phone doesn't work in my fucking house when I don't have internet.
Right.
Yeah, that was a bit of a little quagmire. I finally called from work and said, do me a favor, zap the fucking box while I'm not there. And they did. And guess what? When I got home from work that night, it was working.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's a pain in the ass.
Yes, it is. But I have a cheaper bill and I'm happy about that. Oh, God. Yeah. So anyway, that's my child sports rant.
Yeah. No, a child sports is a pain in the ass.
Yes, it is. Is Bing doing sports?
What's that?
Is Bing doing
anything? No, not at the moment. He's not doing anything right now. He does mock trial, and he's on ASB. He's the class vice president.
Is he still golfing and bowling?
No, he hasn't done that for a while.
So he's bailed on golf and bowling?
Yeah, bowling a long time ago. They don't really offer bowling.
I just didn't know if he was still doing it for
We go bowling every once in a while, and he enjoys it, but... Yeah. He is not doing it in any real capacity.
He is not making the Pro Bowlers Tour later on in life?
Well, maybe. Those guys are old. You could start old and still get into
that's
that.
That's true. You could start at 30 and still be a young guy.
Probably, yeah. So I think he still has time if that's what he wants to do. And I know you and I talked about it last week that dude from Jamie's show got let go. They ended up laying off somebody else, so it looks like Intercom was making cuts in the market.
Ooh, Intercom is bullshit, by the way. Remember, they dumped KLOS here.
Right.
Because they're crushed for money, and that's the most valuable station they have.
Morello, right? Who just hired Doug the Slug over there. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's my wife's station, so she's over there.
They're getting all the few people who are left in radio. I mean, that's awesome that Doug went there. He's a good guy.
Yeah, and also, I don't know if anyone's noticed, because I have, Morello took it over, and everyone's feared, you know, oh, God, they're a Spanish company, or they're not, they're Cubans, but Spanish language company, and they're going to switch it and make it Latin and blah, 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 which they're not, because
they're not. Yeah.
It's a good white demo that makes a lot of money. They got rid of Jonesy, who I bravoed that because
I know you didn't like him.
Fucking couldn't stand that show. And right. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank are now playing music.
Oh, yeah. That show can't be long for this world.
No, they do well. And they're good sales, and apparently they're cool to work with, and they're awesome. So they're going to do fine, but they're not my cup of tea. You know, just because I've been in it, you know, I don't want to hear a show like that anymore.
I mean, I like all three of them individually as people, but I've never listened to that show.
Yeah.
I have no desire to listen to that show.
But, I would punch around every now and then and listen to it, and I remember I didn't like it much after Frosty was gone, and then I listened a little when Frosty got back, and I think it's better with Frosty. And then, but they are playing music, and that's a good thing, because when you get to be a morning show, and all morning shows do this, you start to think your shit doesn't stink and you are the fucking product. And to some degree, you're right. But music, if you're a music station, you should play some fucking music.
Except there's so many better ways to get music. I think in the way radio is to now, they should let morning shows just talk for full long.
Oh, break. I won't listen to a morning show that just talks. I can't stand it. I just fucking
turn it off. Kevin and Bean, I always turn it off during the songs. I listen to other shit. Because I don't want to hear the fucking Red Hot Chili Peppers.
But see, that's the other thing. They've got to play good music. And hopefully now, with them adjusting,
they research and they play what they think is the most popular shit, which is they won't play anything new.
KLOS doesn't play new music.
Yeah,
they only play old rock.
That's another reason I don't listen to that station. Yeah. I don't need to hear fucking oldies. And then today or yesterday in, you know, just... the state of radio news, KFOG finally went away in San Francisco, which was a legendary AAA for years. They flipped it to alternative a couple years ago, and now the call letters are completely gone, and they're simulcasting a sports talk on it.
Wow.
And that was like everybody else, because, you know, I know a lot of radio dorks was like, oh, my God, KFOG is gone. I mean, it would be like K-Rock going away, you know?
Yeah.
It was a legendary station. In fact, I think it's the Play Misty for Me station. Wasn't KFOG the
my friend's dad, my one of my that. Good friend's dad was the black DJ in that movie.
Okay.
My good friend who I started in radio with, his dad was that DJ, that like Clint Eastwood's friend in that movie. Right. It was another DJ on that station. Yeah, that was my friend's dad.
But yeah, so that was just like they took away, and I know when it was AAA, it wasn't doing well. I don't think it was doing well. And I actually have a friend who currently works there or did work there.
Wow.
It was more valuable to them, that frequency, to simulcast a sports talk from the AM than it was to keep it a alternative or AAA format.
LA's the last like decent sized market that doesn't have an FM sports, and I can't figure it out why.
I think because we're such a car city that the music stations still do okay. You know, like it hasn't gotten to the point.
Sports makes more money than music because of all of the sponsorship opportunities.
Right. No, for sure. And it's you know, when you look at modern radio, it's one of the few things that still does well because you can't take it over on the internet.
Oh, actually, Star is... Sports FM on their HD2. They play that.
Oh, are they?
That whatever 570 on their HD2. So you can get that on FM.
My buddy who works at the iHeart Sports Channel, I went to dinner with the other day. He told me something interesting. We were talking about all the teams he had, and I was like, how do you guys do it? And you have the Kings and the Clippers or whatever.
And they're owned by the Dodgers, half of it.
Right, and the Dodgers. And he's like, well, that was our problem. So we built an app for the Clippers. The Clippers are not the Clippers. The Kings, they're not on broadcast radio anymore. They built an app for it. He said, it's great. He goes, our engineer was in London on vacation, and see how it worked. He goes, you can listen anywhere in the world on this app to the games. And it's an iHeart app, but they don't broadcast that shit on the radio anymore.
Sorry, people in L.A. don't like hockey. You know when people in L.A. like hockey? When it's a championship playoff time and they're in it.
For sure, but that's a smart idea.
Yeah, it is.
Give these franchises an app, you know, on your phone. You can listen anywhere. Don't burn up, airtime on broadcast radio. Not to mention, most people are going to listen to that radio on their phone anyway. So just make it an app.
I talk openly about how baseball is the boringest game in the world. I will listen to the Dodger games. Do you know why?
Oh, how?
Because fucking music stations are so fucking awful that at least it's a, like, I'm a sports fan. I like sports, and I'll just listen to hear what's going on and like hear a game. Fuck. I gotta wonder if I'd listen to fucking soccer if there was nothing on. I don't know.
Sports on the radio is fucking boring. The other, you know, like Jack, who does Jack have? The Rams or the Chargers?
No, the Chargers are on KFI.
Okay, so then they run the Rams on Jack, remember? So I'd be driving, all of a sudden, flip by Jack, and it's a football game, and I'm like, this just doesn't translate to radio. It is boring as hell.
I love football. I listen to football on the radio a lot. If I'm in the car and it's a football day, I will scan around, and not only will I listen for any game, like, I'll try to find a game that I want to hear, but I'll find a channel and listen to any game.
I love football. I don't know how you do it.
I love football.
I get if you want to watch it, there's the visual, but there's a lot of downtime in football where it's just some old dumbass jocks talking on the radio.
Oh, baseball's even worse.
Yeah, because, there's all that in between the pitches and the, you know, where they just fill time with stupidness.
You know, I remember one time we came out and Ron Say had his jockstrap on his head. It was a great time. The whole team laughed. They just tell these stuff. And then they'll be like, oh, and here's the pitch. It's a little outside. 3-2 is the count. Right. And then right back to the story. Yes. Popped up foul. That one's back. Looks like a fan's going to get a souvenir here. Okay, so back to the story.
Yeah, because the guy steps out of the batter's box. Yes. He does his shit. You know, like, there's all that damn
time. It'll take 12 minutes to tell a story, but in the meantime, there's been one fucking batter.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. The worst is when they'll bring guests into the booth. Like, hey, look who's here, legendary former Dodger, blah, blah, blah. And they'll talk to them. And then they get away from the game. There'll be like 3 or 4 minutes where you're like, what the fuck is happening in the game?
Well, and then something, because I've heard this happen, something big will happen in the game and they'll just cut off the interview, go to what's happening. You know, somebody just hit a triple or whatever. And then they have to get back to the guest and try and go back where they left off.
They'll go, hey. It's so fucking bad. They're like, yeah, so tell us about this movie you're working on now. Now you're a producer, and oh, he got all of that one. Looks like Turner's going long for his 25th home run of the year.
Then they get back. Yes. It's so bizarre, but
it's fucking crazy, dude. Oh, my God.
I remember my grandfather, if he didn't watch baseball, and he would watch, you know, like if it wasn't a game, because remember back in the old days, games weren't on TV, you couldn't get a package. He would sit in the backyard with like a transistor radio and listen to that crap.
There's people that are so into it too, they bring the radio to the game so they can get all that. And they'll sit at the game with an earpiece in and listen to the radio call as they watch the game live right in front of them.
Yeah, I never quite understood that. But
seems to me there's a delay too. Seems to me what you're seeing is a little ahead of what the radio is playing.
I would think that there is no live broadcast that doesn't run at least 8 seconds delay now.
Yeah, which I don't get how you could do that. Maybe they're looking for the stories of whatever's happening. Guess. Maybe they love those stories that they tell.
They might.
Oh, God.
But yeah, there's been some radio drama here in the last few days as you watch radio slowly crumble.
Yeah. By the way, Intercom sold KLOS. They're the ones that sold PLJ to the Christian station in New York.
Right. Right.
Are they the ones that raped fucking KFOG too? Because they are destroying radio worse than Clear Channel.
I don't think it was Intercom. When I looked, I can't remember the company now, but I don't think it was them.
So they dumped Jamie's producer.
Yeah, and then they got rid of their...
But that was weird. But here's what's weird. He's not talking, which makes me think he's under... Because yeah, I saw his post.
He's getting some kind of payout, and he can't say anything.
And he'll say something afterwards or whatever. But...
And they're not talking because I saw somebody post like, you know, it sucks Jamie and BJ haven't said anything. And
They can't. They'll get fired. They would love to fire them because they make money.
Right. So they can't say anything. That's how it works. But... they didn't do it at the same time. And at first I was like, wow, I wonder if there was some kind of beef. But then 2 days later, they fired Sam Hill, who was the PD of a couple stations in that market, including theirs, and eliminated her position and had some other guy take it over. And I'm like, oh, these are downsizing moves.
Yeah, because they overpaid through the fucking nose. Do you know who looks like a genius right now? Murillo.
Right.
The dude's bought...
scoop them up cheap.
Two prime radio stations... and two not prime radio stations in LA, all for less than the cost of one radio station in LA.
Right.
Considerably less, all four combined.
No, if you had the money, you could get a good fire sale now. You just have to go in with your realistic expectations of what you're going to do with it.
And by the way, he just bought a hockey team. He's bought the Phoenix Coyotes, first minority owner of a NHL team.
Do they own Phoenix stations?
No, which is weird. Huh. And they're not in Phoenix.
Maybe they'll buy one. It would make sense to own a station and have it be your team's station, right?
Yeah, which is what the Angels did and kind of what the Dodgers did when they partnered with 570.
Right.
Yeah, no, these guys are... his thing, though, has been... you can't really tell. They don't promote it like, hey, this is our casino. But they do a lot of Vegas stuff because they own casinos in Las Vegas with those radios, those LA radio stations, which is smart.
Oh, that's smart.
Yep, they're driving traffic to their properties and all their other businesses.
It's funny how much Vegas still advertises on the radio. I hear Vegas commercials all the time on K-Rock. Yeah. And even on my Pandora, they've been running, because I have the free Pandora, so I hear a commercial every once in a while. They've been running those Vegas commercials on Pandora.
Oh, God.
So they are all in for radio and things that are like radio.
Yeah. I just heard a very loud, weird noise outside my house. No idea what the fuck that was.
Did the dog get up?
No. He doesn't get up. He only gets up. Wow,
it
just sounded like there were two gunshots. I'm not fucking kidding.
Well, that's weird.
Wow. That was weird. You never know in Ghetto Palisades. Crazy shit happens.
No, that's true.
On my Facebook today, I posted, I saw three, they were German Shepherd mixes. They were in the middle lane of the 10 freeway this morning on my way to work.
Did you see, I think it was Opal, although I could be wrong, who posted the CHP feed of the call.
So it looks like they got him off the freeway, but I don't know if they ever caught him. All of them.
Yeah,
that was
crazy. And you look at the feed and like, dog's here. And they're,
what's
they, you know,
crazy people... is I rolled up and thought it was... because I'm coming up on it, and most of the cars stopped were on the other side of the freeway. And they were stopped, and I saw a dude on a motorcycle stopped. And I'm like, oh, fuck, motorcycle went down. And everybody was looking, and I saw one car in my lane pulled over, stopped with their flashers on. And I'm like, and then all the looky-loos stopping. So I'm like, fuck. So I went to the right to go around, and right when I got to go around, a dog ran in front of me. And I'm like, holy fuck. And then I saw three of them. And I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't a wreck. None of those cars are wrecked. All these people are fucking trying to help these dogs.
Right.
Oh, and you know what's weird? I would love to help the dogs. I couldn't stay there because cars were still buzzing by at 60.
Well, it's hard on the freeway. People don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's why they always tell you, don't ever get out of your car on the freeway. You stall, sit in your car and wait for the tow truck. Don't ever get out. It's like a death sentence to get out on the freeway.
Yeah, you're going to die.
Yeah, because people aren't going to stop, and not because they're, you know, idiots or whatever. It's just you don't expect shit to happen on the freeway. People are going, you know, like nobody expects.
I just told my daughter the other day because she's going through driver's ed and all that stuff, I was like, hey, never stop on the freeway. Like, if you get a flat tire, try to get off the freeway. Like, don't even, let alone, don't even fucking, like, you know, pull over to the side and get out of your car. Like, no, don't even stop on the freeway. Try to get off if you can, and then make a call to somebody and stay in your car and be safe. But
right. Hey, it's better to need new rims than it is to stop on the freeway.
It's also on the fucking freeway. It's just, if you get out, you're, God, there's people talking I can hear now through my mic.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Now Sarge's ears are up. Whatever's going on.
Did something happen outside, or are there now people milling around?
It might be my wife and daughter home, and they're
having just a shootout out in the front yard.
Shooting at the neighbors, you know, we hate those fuckers.
That's how you do it in hillbilly land. You get out, take a couple of shots at the neighbors.
Get off my lawn! Pow, pow! I'll put some rock salt in your ass, boy! I remember that in Alabama. I remember being with my brother, my dead brother, and both my brothers, and we were cutting across this field. My other brother was going to show us something on some creek or something back in these woods, and we were going across, and my brother's like, you better run, old man whatever's got rock salt, he'll shoot us. And I'm like, what the fuck, he'll shoot you? And they would do that. They'll take like shotguns and take the blast out, and they'll put salt in it, and then they shoot you, and then the fucking salt goes into you and burns like a motherfucker.
Right.
So you get rid of trespassers. Get off my property. I'm pretty sure here you'd go to jail for shooting someone with rock salt. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I don't know. Oh, man. I had over the weekend, our neighbor is moving. By the way, our favorite neighbor, the neighbor we fucking
the
love.
Dog rescue lady?
Yes.
Why? Where are they going?
She's got a house in Encino. She's moving to Encino. Long, long story, but she's moving to Encino, and she's getting rid of all her stuff, and now she's going to live by herself.
Oh, did she break up with the policeman?
Oh, no, he's been gone. She married the bodybuilder. Big muscle dude.
A bodybuilder. I'm confusing. I thought both those people were the same.
They split up. He's gone.
Okay.
And then she's with, and then her daughter doesn't live there anymore. Her daughter was like closer to Duke's age. And he doesn't live there anymore, or she doesn't live there anymore. So she's in a smaller house. She's in Encino, and she's sizing down. And she had, of course, the most pimp washer and dryer ever. And so she tells my wife, I'll sell it to you for super cheap. I just want rid of it. So, of course, my wife wants it. And I'm like, we don't need a washer. We don't need a dryer. No. She's like, it's so good. And it is. It's like when a big washer and a big dryer.
Oh, you do big loads.
Yeah, and they're front loaders. They both of them open from the front door, even the washer. It's not a top loader, it's a front.
I like top loaders better.
Yeah, well, this one's like one you would see in a laundry. Smaller version of a laundromat one, but it's the same kind of shit. Right. And it also has a glass door in the front so you can see it washing. And so I'm like, all right, fuck, whatever. So over the weekend, it was 900, and our washer and dryer is in the garage.
Right.
I put it in, and it took hours, and I hooked it up, and then it says not to do this in the directions, and I did it anyways, thinking I knew better. And it says don't reuse the gas line.
Okay.
Because
it can crack?
Yeah, because they're also not like a – it's not like a water – the water hose is just rubbery with a little metal wrap around it, and it's flexible.
It's like a slinky.
Yeah, but it doesn't go back. It's very stiff. And so I did it anyways, and then sure enough, when I turned the gas line on, I just fucking garage filled up with gas. So now I've got to pull them completely out, and I have to take the washer out too because I can't hook up all the gas lines and shit with the washer there. So I can't just do the dryer. I've got to completely redo that this weekend. And it was a MF-er to put in, both of them.
Right. No, I
massive MF-er. So I got to do that. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's not fun. It has been super hot.
Oh, my. And in the garage, it's like doing install inside a locked car.
Right.
That's what it felt like. My clothes were so wet. I had to change clothes and shower as soon as I was done.
How many rats scurried away when you moved it?
Oh, well, it's too hot for them. They're not that dumb. There was a ton of rat shit behind it when I moved it, but there were no fucking rats in there because they're like, it's too hot fucking in here right now. They're waiting for it to cool off so they can come back in the garage.
Right.
Rats got a good life.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I heard a door slam, so that means my wife and daughter are home.
Okay.
So they are home. That was them shooting at the neighbors, I think.
Yeah, that would all make sense.
Yeah, popping off around. Oh, God. Alina's in, like, Italy or somewhere forever.
Is that where she is? I saw her on vacation. There's been beautiful, clear beaches and beach parties and...
And boobs.
Yeah, it looked like, but I couldn't figure out where she was. Every time she posts the name of a beach, it's nothing I recognize, which means it's not in the greater Los Angeles area.
No, it's in the greater Italy area.
Yeah, is that where she is? Is she back in Italy?
I know that's where she headed to initially. I don't know if she's still there, but that's where...
But she's been on vacation for a while.
I know. Lena's a pimp.
Yep.
Way to pimp out. Pimp. Pimp on. Ah. It's very hot for me doing the podcast right now, and I have a ceiling fan on in the back room.
It's hot in here, too. I got to turn on all my fans as soon as we're done.
Yeah, this is bullshit. I am over heat, and I am over summer, and bring on the fall. And this has not been a bad summer, either.
No, it's been pretty mellow, but I don't think we have that much longer.
Are you waiting, though? You know we're going to get that fuck you as summer goes away where it's 105 at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, remember we had that last year, right around this time, or maybe late September. Remember when it was like 120 during the day, kind of thing.
Yes, it was fucking nuts. I keep waiting for that to happen because it's never happened all summer. It's been like 80s here is the hottest it's gotten at the beach,
and it hasn't been crazy hot at night. Like every night, I just turn on my fan, and it's been okay.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But you're right. We're going to get one of those before we get actual fall.
And then, you know, like right before Halloween, it'll be like, fuck you, it's 100.
Right. And it'll either be 100 at Halloween or it'll be drizzly. And you'll be like, fuck.
Yeah. And it's also every store is full on. I know it's August, but every store is full on Halloween. Pumpkin lattes are out. It is spice pumpkin, my balls time of the year.
It's here.
I see shit on people post on Facebook. And I think that's fake. It can't be real. Pumpkin, some of the pumpkin spice flavors.
Oh, no. Like the pumpkin spam is real. I posted that. It was a news story on that.
But I mean, I think it's all real. But I look at it and I'm like, none of that's real. That can't be real. But no, it's real.
It is.
Pumpkin spice everything.
Just walk through the market. You'll be like, pumpkin spice Cheerios, pumpkin spice cream cheese. These are all things I've seen. You
pumpkin
know, like
spice
shopping
Oreos, pumpkin spice. Every whipped cream, pumpkins, everything is pumpkin spice. You know what's great? Pumpkin spice, pumpkin pie. That's it.
Yeah, I'm not aboard the pumpkin spice train of craziness. I don't care.
I know it's fun.
I don't particularly like it. I like pumpkin pie. I'm with you, but I don't need Oreos, Starbucks pumpkin spice. I don't need pumpkin spice cream cheese. Dude, I don't need
the Starbucks pumpkin, which started it all. It's their fault. The pumpkin lattes. Right. Those are pretty fucking good. They really are. I can't have them anymore or I will have to chop off my foot, but they are delicious.
I don't ever have anything at Starbucks other than plain iced tea. So
I get iced tea and I'll get a latte occasionally, even though I get it at work.
I don't like coffee, so I never did any of their coffee latte bullshit drinks, and I only like unsweetened black tea, so that's what I get.
My daughter, who doesn't drink coffee, has never ever had coffee. Her favorite place is Starbucks, and she'll go into Starbucks and order pumpkin lattes with no latte.
Bing and I just went, and what did he get? He got something stupid like that, too. We were at Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. But you know what? That's kids now, like... What McDonald's was to us, Starbucks is to kids now. Like
that's bullshit.
It's just what they, you know, like Bing, they have this free thing called the Canaan shuttle off his school. Some days he'll, like, if I'm picking him up, he'll call me like, can I go to Starbucks with my friends after school? And I pick him up there like an hour later, you know, like that.
Say, no, you're like 10. No.
Yeah, well, he's 12. And that's where, and when you go, when I go to pick him up, like every junior high and high school kid is at Starbucks.
Which is
that's
crazy.
Where kids hang out now.
You know, when I started drinking coffee, I was in radio and I was 21. I think I was drinking alcohol before I was drinking coffee.
Yeah. I've never drank coffee. You know, like that's never been my thing. And But like, I'm trying to think where, when I was in junior high, I would, you know, my friend Thomas and I would take the bus. We'd go to the Glendale Galleria.
And not get coffee? Go,
no, not to get coffee. I'm just trying to think where we would hang out as like being Bing's age. Or, God, I don't even think we hung out at like McDonald's. We didn't hang out at fast food restaurants. Like, that just wasn't a thing.
We went that, we have that bullshit. Remember the smoothie store I used to go to in Malibu all the time?
Uh-huh.
One of those is in Palisades now in that fancy mall. And Duke was over here over the weekend, and he and I went there, or we went to Chipotle, which is right by there.
Okay.
And then he asked my daughter, do you want anything? And she goes, oh, I want a blah, 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 blah smoothie from that place. And I'm like, I'm not getting you that. And Duke goes, okay, I'll get it for her. It was $13.
Oh, my God.
It was $13 smoothie.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's like, fuck. And then
you know what?
She orders crazy drinks too at Starbucks. I can't even order a drink for her.
No, well, no, that's another thing, the ridiculous drinks. But this weekend, Bing and I were we were at the mall for a while because it's air conditioned, and we're like, let's just go hang out at the mall. So I was like, you know what? Have you ever had an orange Julius? You know, like an orange whip?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. And we go up there. It was $5.69 for a small.
Okay.
That's fucking a ripoff for an orange whip. A large was like $8.
Okay. I went to, on the way, one of the late volleyball nights, when they were done, my daughter said, I'm hungry, and we were in Lakewood. And I said, I'm this close to Downey. I'm going to El Taco. That's my spot. So we go to El Taco. And we drive back through to Downey, and then I'll just jump on the 5 and go home. It's not that far out of my way, considering I'm that far down. So we go there, and my daughter wanted an orange soda. And they don't have orange soda, but they have something similar to like an orange whip.
Okay.
So she goes, I'll just get that. So then we get it, and she takes one sip and spits it out and then is all mad that it's not good and says, take me to Starbucks. I want Starbucks, which is right next door. And I go, okay, but you have to throw that drink out because you're not leaving it in my car, which is what she would do. She'd stick it in the door.
Right. Yeah, and never.
Yeah, and never get it. So I pull up to a dumpster. I swear this happened. I pull up to a dumpster, and I go, throw that in the dumpster. And she goes, I'm not getting out of the car. And she had taken her shoes off already after playing volleyball. And I go, just throw it in the. It's not a trash can. It's a dumpster, like the big fucking dumpster.
You can't miss.
Throw and she goes, no, I won't make it. And I'm like, throw it in the dumpster. And she goes, no, I won't make it. I'm like, you play enough sports. I have confidence. Right. You can throw that into that giant dumpster.
It's a 6x8 hole.
Okay. You know? I pull right up to it, too.
Right.
She goes, all right, well, I'm going to lean out the window because I don't want to miss. Okay. She leans out the window, and I don't know how she throws it, but she throws it from the bottom, and it immediately flips over, and the lid pops off, and fucking shit goes everywhere. Oh, and she starts screaming, run, run, run. And I'm laughing so hard, I can't do anything but laugh at her. She's like, go, go, run, run.
Run.
And I'm like, seriously. I go, I want to sit here till the people who got that orange fucking smoothie all over their car come out and kick your ass. Oh, it was a white car, too, parked next to the dumpster that got the brunt of it.
How could she not throw that in there?
I have no idea. I'm amazed.
It seems hard to mess up.
I'm not kidding. We were – it was maybe 4 feet.
Right.
And the priest is low, so you had to throw it up. But you could have done it. No, she didn't. She missed.
Bing and I went miniature golfing this weekend.
Oh.
And, you know, I usually just kill him. This time, it came down when we tied the first half, and I ended up winning by 3 strokes. But it came down to one hole where he fucked up and got a 5, and I got a 2.
He melted down on you under the pressure?
That, we had pretty much matched every hole.
Oh, no. Now it ends. Now is when he starts, I got to beat you. And by the way, their mission in life is to beat you.
Right.
At
and
anything.
I just barely won.
Yeah. Oh yeah, my son, like, there's no mercy. If he was gonna like play me in anything, he would try to fucking slaughter me.
Oh yeah, no. Not only he wants to beat me and then tell everybody he beat me.
Yes. My dad sucks. I just beat his ass at whatever.
Right.
Oh my God. But he comes over, I haven't seen Duke in months because he's been gone.
Yeah, he's been working.
Yeah, and he came back and he's like, And I get up and I'm walking over and he goes, "Why do you walk like you're old?"
Oh, that's my kid telling me that all the time. I am old.
Because my foot is fucked up and I am old. Right. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, no, I Bing was giving me shit. I'm like, my feet hurt. I'm old. That's how I walk and I can't help it. And you're going to be old someday too. So enjoy it now because this is happening to you.
Ooh, my Goodyear tire shoes that I bought. Yes. This is the saddest ever. I remember it was Ross or some bullshit, and they were Goodyear, and they were shoes, and they were right. and they were wides. They were 13 wides.
Okay.
And I've always, my entire life, in fact, had a narrow foot, a long narrow foot.
Right. Right.
So I've never needed a wide, but I now put a fucking orthotic in there, and then a rubber cushion heel.
Right.
I went and found, because nothing is working and all the bullshit, I bought this thing on Amazon, and it's basically a half-inch thick, super, super soft foam.
Okay.
And now I put that in, and then I put my orthotic over the top of it, and then I put the heel cushion in on that in the 13 wide. It works.
I was going to say, it's hard to get your foot into a shoe when you have that much stuff going on.
I have another shoe that's like... just a 13 and it won't fit in it. Then the top of my foot hurts because it smashes into the top of the shoe. But no, the 13 wide is perfect. And now, so I get the support from the orthotic with the arch support and I walk and I feel the softness. These things are amazing. And they were only $8 on Amazon. I didn't know what brand they are.
No, that's awesome. But then you have to start wearing shoes that are three sizes too big to fit all that crap in.
Yeah. Or just get a wide. Well, I'm wearing a size bigger because of all the shit I've been putting in them anyways. I typically have always worn a 12, and now I wear a 13, plus the fact that I have God knows what wrong with me. Every now and then my foot will, like, the 12 will be tight sometimes. Huh. It'll be tight and loose, like swelling and shit.
Like, yeah, your foot swells?
Yeah. So it hurts. So I went to the 13, and then I put shit in it, so 13's have been fine. But now with my half inch of foam, I feel like Tom Cruise, like I'm putting lifts in my shoe. Like, because I literally have, when I wear the Goodyears, I'm an inch taller, and I don't need to be an inch taller, but I'm an inch taller than normal with the Goodyears on. And they also have a little bit of a rubber heel.
Yeah,
I heard someone yell again.
No, I can hear them too. So they must be not getting along.
Shocker.
Yep.
I think I need to go see what's going on in my house and see who's getting shot and make some dinner. And we should just wrap this up early.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Let's pack this bitch up. We'll be back next week. So till then, peace out.
Check off.
Goodbye.